Welcome to Informed Voices, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. During today's episode, we will explore the recent White House briefing conducted by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, highlighting the Biden administration's upcoming schedule, key policy initiatives, and its responses to some of the pressing issues as reported by the media. Let's dive in. We'll kick off the discussion with the diplomatic engagements in the Middle East. Jean-Pierre addressed President Biden's recent talks with leaders from France, Germany, Italy, and the UK regarding the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Jean-Pierre emphasized how these discussions are integral to a wider effort in maintaining stability in a region that has been marked by long-standing conflict. Next, let's take a sneak peek into the president's busy schedule. It includes his and First Lady Jill Biden's journey to New Orleans for a cancer moonshot event, aiming to accelerate progress in cancer research and treatment. Then President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be heading to Prince George's County, Maryland, to further expose their efforts to reduce costs for American families, a centerpiece of Biden's economic agenda. They will conclude their flurry of activities with a visit to Camp David. The White House also celebrated U.S. Olympic achievements. Jean-Pierre praised American athletes who bagged 126 medals, including 40 golds, in the recently concluded Olympic Games. President Biden, First Lady, and Second Gentleman have commended the athletes for inspiring the nation with their remarkable feats. On the policy front, the Time is Money initiative was announced. It's a collaborative government effort led by President Biden and Vice President Harris to tackle administrative inefficiencies and delays. The initiative's focus areas include simplifying subscription cancellations, facilitating customer service interactions, and enabling online health claim submission, reflecting the administration's intent to protect consumers from unfair corporate practices. Americans are also being invited to share their experiences and suggestions through an online portal. As for the economic policy, the administration supports Vice President Harris's recent endorsement of eliminating taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. This policy syncs with President Biden's broader economic goals of building an all-inclusive economy, raising the minimum wage, and ensuring economic prosperity for all, particularly those in the service industry. Regardless of criticisms like those recently made by former President Trump, the Biden team remains committed to benefiting working families and fostering an economy that is inclusive and fair. We can't overlook preparations for the forthcoming Democratic National Convention. It's confirmed that President Biden will share his administration's accomplishments and his vision for the future. The key themes to watch out for in his address are unity and continuous progress on critical national issues. When asked regarding Vice President Harris's role in the administration, Jean-Pierre noted her critical involvement in significant initiatives, particularly in economic recovery, healthcare, and climate change. Vice President Harris is expected to march forward, bolstering policies that reflect the administration's core principles. Looking ahead, the administration's legislative priorities hold forums on Supreme Court reforms focusing on term limits and ethic requirements, along with ongoing projects aimed at lowering costs for American families. The administration, firm on bipartisanship, would collaborate further with Congress to execute these upcoming tasks. Well, that was quite an insightful briefing, covering a plethora of topics ranging from diplomatic efforts to legislative priorities, all underlining the administration's motive of serving the nation. The belief is that effective governance demands collaboration across party lines. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check the show notes for more insights and any links mentioned during the show. Looking forward to bringing you more balanced and intriguing discussions next time. Remember, the informed voice is the powerful voice.